Welcome to the Roundtable. I'm Alan Chartok. Andras Nelsons is music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. He made his Boston Symphony debut in March 2011, leading Mahler's Symphony No. 9 at Carnegie Hall. In summer 2012, Nelsons made his debut in Tanglewood, and in 2013 at Boston Symphony Hall. He began his tenure as music director of the BSO in the 2014-15 season, and after 1 year, his contract was extended through the 2021-22 season. In summer 2015 and spring 2016, the BSO and Nelsons embarked on their first European tours, receiving widespread critical acclaim. It's summer 2017 now, and Nelsons is back at Tanglewood with the BSO and speaking with me now. Welcome back, Maestro.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
I guess the first thing I wanted to ask you is, I just read something, and I apologize for doing this, but I just read something in the Boston Globe that you played the trumpet with the symphony. And, of course, I'm a trumpet player, too. So I wanted to know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I wanted to know, what made you do it? What made you step down from the podium, or did you, and play the trumpet?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, before I became conductor, my first profession was I was a trumpet player. I was a trumpet player and a professional trumpet player in Riga, and I played a lot of chamber music, a lot of solos. But my job was in the Riga Opera Theater, and then parallelly I was studying conducting, and of course then when I was offered the music director position in Riga Opera, I stopped playing trumpet, so I didn't play trumpet for 16 years, no notes. But 2 years ago, 2 summers ago, actually, that our wonderful Tom Rolfs, and Håkan Hardenberger, the good giant trumpet, from all the trumpet players from all the Boston Symphony section, they asked me to come next door to the one room and said, "Oh, please come, we want to give you something," and they. They called me, and then I just saw in front of me the trumpet. So I thought, that's a present for you. So I thought, oh my God, that's actually how it all happened. I was given this beautiful present, the sea trumpet, and since then I started to practice. And of course, it's been 16-year gap. Of course, my profession is I'm a conductor, but still. Playing trumpet now, practicing now, and it's kind of, I find it very symbolic and also important because in a way, I find this is my hobby, and of course I use it as, you know, as a relaxation or even as a yoga, you know, as breathing. It's actually healthy, as you know, you play trumpet. So it's also so important, I find, to remind myself how it was to play an instrument, how it was to breathe, how it was when, you know, yeah. You had to deal with a nervousness situation, and it's very, I find it's very healthy for me as a musician, as a conductor, because I think, of course, which is obvious, but when the orchestra performs, the musicians are playing themselves, they're playing, so me as a conductor, I can only influence, I can support, I can suggest the process, and I think that's very, very important for each conductor always to want to, you know, to remind it is the musicians playing, so it is only with the teamwork and with the respect to musicians, and that there's only way to succeed. The musical goal to perform anything is just to do it together, and we had a concert. It was a brass concert. Wonderful program was made, and it was very colorful because it was, you know, wonderful, wonderful, very talented fellows from the brass section, and they played in many pieces. And we had next to our fantastic Tom Rolfs, who is concertmaster of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, or we also have a special guest, Håkan Hardenberger, who is a trumpet legend as well, and he played and he conducted also fellows, and I had a great honor to play also a little bit with fellows, also with Tom and Håkan, and I also conducted the wonderful arrangement by our principal associate first horn Richard Sibling, the arrangement from Richard Strauss opera, The Frau ohne Schatten. So he made it, it's wonderful. And so there's a lot of different repertoire and very, very exciting and a lot of fun. And I think at the end, that's what music is about, is to constantly remind ourselves that next to professionality, which is very important, and of course, and quality next to that, is always the excitement and the heart and the humanity. We always need to remember and to give it in all concerts. That's when the music becomes free and talks to the audience, when you give all your heart. And I think that's that. I'm so lucky with having such a great orchestra as Boston Symphony Orchestra, and already in these 3 years we have a very, very, very great and very, very intimate and personal relationship, and I think this fact of giving our heart to every concert is very, very important. And this playing trumpet for myself, it reminds me so much of how important it is to always stay curious and always stay remember how I started and how it feels to play an instrument. And it's fun for me, of course. I'm not I'm just doing it for fun. So
I wanted to ask you, Maestro, if I may. What happened to your lip after 16 years?
Well, 16 years, no note. When they gave me the present, I could hardly, without tanning, but just, with a buzzing, I could get some notes out of the instrument. But of course, it's very interesting because the fingering and the brain immediately remembers everything, but the embouchure is lost.
Before we run out of time, I want to ask you about Mahler. I've always been interested in Mahler and the Boston Symphony. Why is Mahler so important to the BSO?
I mean, I think it's important, I think, to every orchestra. And Mahler as a composer, you can't, you can't not do Mahler. It's just it's a universe of music and universe of ideas. What Mahler had and has in his symphony. So next to all other great composers, Mahler is it's absolutely one of our favorite composers And of course, I personally have extremely great luck and great excitement to do with Boston Symphony Orchestra, because I find that for Mahler's music, the combination of what it requires is a very, very high professionality and technical level to perform it well and to play what's written, because it's very challenging. But if you play only the notes, you don't have the meaning of the music. But if what the Boston Symphony has is this great passion and a great intensity and great sensitivity and great passion of playing all these challenging scores, then in this combination, the highest professionality and the highest emotional dosage, then I think these symphonies work. And I think the Boston Symphony, in my experience, is absolutely very special orchestra to perform Mahler symphonies. And I'm always, it was the first also time when we met through Mahler 9th Symphony as well, with Boston Symphony Orchestra. So Mahler has a very special place, I think, in our repertoire. But I think I think it's because of these two important qualities. Sometimes you either have a great technical level, but maybe missing sometimes the intensity or the heart, or opposite, But in Boston Symphony, we already performed, also on tours, the symphonies of Mahler, and it's been an extremely exciting journey. But of course, I would say Mahler, of course, is one of the great genius. We also, as we record Shostakovich symphonies, it's also absolutely the same genius composer, or either we play Beethoven or Bruckner, or we play, Copland or Bernstein. And I think I agree with Mahler. What Bernstein told, in a way, it's with all music, but with Mahler's music particularly, I think it works only, he told one orchestra, you have to give 100% to every note. You know, if you don't, if you don't play, you know, it's not a music you can play, you know, one section or one segment 100% and then you little relax. And I think you need every note requires 100% of your technical quality as well as your heart and emotionality, and then this music works and cries out, as I think when, for example, Bernstein conducted in his lifetime. And all, you know, I think this is what I find about Mahler. But actually, at the end, it's also about any composer. You have to give 100%, I think, in order to, and not only technical, but also your of yourself, of your heart and your emotionality.
Maestro, I want to ask you very quickly, because we only have 3 minutes. I know how busy you are, and you are the busiest man of all of us. You are. And the question I have really fast is, I've been very proud of the Boston Symphony. I live near there. I love Tanglewood, and I love everything that you guys do. But I say to everybody that the Boston Symphony is the best orchestra in the world. Is it?
I'm so lucky and so proud, and I think that generally, of course, in music, it's one of these you cannot, you know, we cannot kind of measure in any kind of categories as it would be in sports. So therefore, you can never say who is the best or who is the second best or third. This is one of the absolutely best orchestras in the world, one of the most exciting orchestras in the world, one of the most friendly orchestras in the world, and with one of the best concert halls in the world, and I think it's also one of the best managements in the world, because how it works with the relationship, and also this one of the best audiences in the world, and also our great supporters and donors that are so passionate about the orchestra, and I'm so thankful to all of them. And so it is a great community, and it is about the community, a community in Boston, around Boston, in Tanglewood, of course. And so it's a great, great and big family.
To keep track of all the concerts at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, visit tanglewood.org. Andras Nelsons, our wonderful conductor, is music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Andras Nelsons, maestro, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you. It's a great pleasure. And as always, everyone, welcome to all of our concerts. And we want to share our love with music. And thank you very much for your great conversation.
Well, we love it, and we love everything that you do. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.